Welcome back to the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show Christmas Nativity. Nativity 3, Dude, Where's My Donkey? Yay! Starring David Tennant as the Virgin Mary, Christian O'Connell as Joseph, and Richie as the frustrated innkeeper and the grumpy North Star. Newton Faulkner is our Nativity one-man band. He beats your music teacher with the beard and the wet dog smell. And you rejoin us as the young Virgin Mary and her husband Joseph search through the night to find a place to rest their weary heads as things are about to get very interesting.
Hello? I'm the innkeeper. How can I help you?
What powerful acting, can I just say?
It was worth waiting for, wasn't it?
I emailed you last night saying, please, can all cast members remember to sell their lines?
Innkeepers are very dour people. Hello, I'm the innkeeper.
It's worth doing again. How can I help you?
Can we play in the sound effect of the door knocking, please?
No, that's the baby.
Wrong button.
That's the baby. That's play that one when the baby comes.
Hello, I'm the innkeeper. How can I help you?
My wife is pregnant and we need a room for the night. Ideally with Wi-Fi. Want to try and download the latest Homeland. And have you got complimentary coffee and tea making facilities? And we will need hot towels. Oh, the drama! Yeah. Now the contractions are starting. What have you got for us, little innkeeper? Call the midwife.
I love Miranda Hart. Sorry, what's the booking reference number?
It's a last minute thing, I haven't booked.
No! It just says exasperated.
What, that was Stephen Fry?
No!
Alan?
Who just turns up without booking ahead? You knew it was census time and it's Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, I'm afraid we have no rooms. Lenny Henry has booked them all out. Yay! But I have a stable out back you can use. It's free Wi-Fi if you sign up for our newsletter.
This is tiny, for crying out loud.
Is it?
Well, it's, yeah. I've already sold the pictures to OK Magazine. Hello, I've gone with a double page spread on King Herod's wedding to Chardonnay Herod.
Listen, it's bigger than it looks. It's a special TARDIS stable. It's bigger on the outside than you see. Get it?
Yeah, zip it. I preferred you when you were chunky.
Hey, listen. It even comes with a living midwife who's also a dinosaur.
Well, judging by these sounds here in the room, it sounds like the baby is very near to coming. I can hear the little baby already.
I can't wait for it.
This is incredible. Sorry, was that a living dinosaur midwife?
We do need to explain what's happened here. Due to budgetary constraints, basically the dinosaur outfit was all we had left for Ian Wright. So we've had to write that into the script. Ian Wright will be playing a stable midwife dinosaur.
We just need a quick update on that script. A hungover wobbly.
Very true. But listen, don't judge us, because it is better than getting Wrighty to do that song that he had out in the 90s. Do the right thing!
Mary, my sweet lanky lover, with the with the dark raven hair.
I'm a brunette now.
The brunette.
Yeah.
Don't worry, that funny little man who looked like Nick Nack in an Elvis suit said there was help in the stable from a midwife dinosaur. Shall we all meet Wrighty, the midwife dinosaur? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Now listen, boys and girls, he's asleep at the moment, so we need to go.
He's hungover.
Wakey, wakey, Wrighty, the midwife dinosaur. Are you awake? Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey.
Hello, Chris. I'm the midwife dinosaur. I can help you. You need to get some towels. I'm medically trained and I have bagger free. Someone told me that, so I should let that simmer. Anyway. Only last week I was attending to Russ Williams' hemorrhoids, which were so big you could see them on Google Earth. He's okay now. So. We just call him Rubber Ring Williams.
Yeah, fascinating. Son, old man Williams, the baby's coming! No! It's the baby!
That's you again.
If it's a boy, Chris, what team will you get him to support?
Well, it's Symbol, Wrighty, the midwife, hungover dinosaur, Southampton, the Saints.
No way.
The stadium, not you yet, the stadium. But I'm loving the jazz kind of improvising.
Yeah. Thank you.
The stadium is named after my wife, you see, St. Mary's.
They're going down.
Hey, everyone, it's Wrighty, the midwife dinosaur.
enough with all your football chat, and I'm Scottish, so we can't really play football, and when we do, we deep fry the ball and eat it. Very racist. Very racist script. Anyway, I'm having a baby here.
Dave, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, it's acting. Watch and learn. They don't just give away those BAFTAs, you know, love. I'm the Virgin Mary giving birth. Push, push, push. It's here!
Quick, let's get the actual real life baby now. Might be slightly terrifying for a 5-month-old baby to be anywhere near that person who should be on some kind of register by the look of David today. It's a boy. A boy, I can see. I've always liked the name Jesus. Or Gary. Yes. Gary the Saviour. No, let's go with Jesus. Gary can be his middle name. It's also available on Twitter.
A ray of hope flickers in the sky. And a tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land, born's a brand new dawn. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Join us for the final part as guests come from far and wide to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. Newton Faulkner sings live, and David Tennant is sacked from Equity.